Good morning. I'm Alyssa Long here at the CNN Center in Atlanta. It's Monday, September 21st. Here's a look at some of the stories happening now in the news. Three men accused of lying about a possible terror plot are in the courtroom today. Najib Boulazizi and his father will go before a judge in Denver. A third suspect will be before a judge in New York. Agents believe they may have been planning to attack a major transportation hub. And two sources say Zazi had video of New York's Grand Central Terminal. A warning from the U.S. general in command of forces in Afghanistan. More troops are needed within the next year, or the war there will likely result in failure. That's a report from a document obtained by the Washington Post. Comes as President Obama is reviewing strategy in the war-torn country. The U.S. has about 62,000 troops in Afghanistan. New jobs require new ideas. That's what we're expecting President Obama to say at a speech about innovation and the economy at a New York community college. The speech kicks off his busy week, where the president will be both at the United Nations and the G20 summit later this week. Tonight, he'll be the first sitting president to go on The Late Show with David Letterman. Non-stop rain in the Southeast is washing people out of their homes, stranding drivers in some areas, and keeping kids from going to school. That car there wound up in water over its wheels just west of Atlanta. Getting some reports of one man who may have been swept away and drowned as well in Tennessee. A judge in Hawaii has sentenced a man to stop smoking. The man pleaded no contest to starting a restaurant fire with a cigarette he flicked. The judge told him no smoking for a year. The judge says if it helps him quit, it'll add 10 to 15 years to his life. The 19-year-old also has to do community service and pay a fine. Those are the headlines for you this hour. Do stay with CNN, CNN.com as well, for more on these stories or other news that develops today.